Who doesn't love free shit? Nobody. Nobody doesn't love free shit. And you know who's going to give you some free shit? Adam and Eve. They fuck with us. You know their name and we fuck with them too. We love adamandeve.com for all your sex toy needs, all your lingerie and your fucking nasty freaky shit, your anal dilators, your massage oils. You can get whatever you want on there, okay? WD50, 50% off almost any item there. And they give you 10 free gifts, including 6 free nasty ass movies. And you know, a lot of you guys thought that I was being outrageous when I said I didn't have a DVD player and I think you should play the DVDs at work in your laptop. And I really don't see the problem. I think you should do it. And I think you should use our code WD50 on adamandeve.com. It's really .com, but you know.
Wheezy, I swear I can't stand you. Once again, that is adamandeve.com, promo code WD50. Now, let's get on with the show.
Hey, everybody. Today is a special episode.
Is it? Bitch, every episode special.
Well, don't it's special do this. To me because...
Don't do this. Every episode special.
I'm a stan. Okay, first let's start off. I'm Wheezy.
Oh, yeah. I'm Peg the Stallion, a.k.a. I still haven't gotten my chicken sandwich, but...
Me neither.
Bitch, I went to 2, Harlem and Brooklyn. We out of chicken sandwiches.
Canal Street. If Chinatown ain't got it, you know we're fucked. But anyway, today's a special episode because I was a super stan of 2 podcasts like 3 or 4 years ago, and it was Barely Friending and The Read. And The Read was, no offense, bigger than Barely Friending, so it wasn't as easy to access the people on The Read. But Eddie was nice enough to get on a phone call with me and Mandy because I was like, oh my God, I feel like I'm really funny and I could be a podcaster. And it's funny because when we got on the phone with you, one of the first things out of your mouth is like, yeah, everybody thinks they could do a podcast. So, And you were such an asshole about it, but.
Really?
In a little bit, but I think you just
I don't remember that.
You wanted to make a point.
you were like,
don't do it for money. Like, don't be so.
I think what I meant was like, if you're looking to like be
quit
famous.
Your job. Quit your job and be famous.
Be famous.
Ironic.
Do it because you love to like sit around and talk with your friends and want people to enjoy it. I remember that phone call.
Yeah.
But I remember I gave you no illusions towards like, yo, this
add money.
You're not going to be like, all right, looks like I got a new place and a new car. But if you get that, great.
Yeah. Right, it's not easy.
But you guys are killing it.
I don't want no car in New York though, so.
Right.
It's hard, man. Like we were reading this statistic that talked about like podcast numbers, And we're top 1% most listened to in the world.
You guys are killing it.
Because there's just so fucking many that don't have that many listens.
Yeah.
Right.
So there's millions and millions.
Yeah, but give yourself credit.
I'll take it.
You can be good at what you do.
But
you can stand out.
Facts. Yeah.
You can be like, oh, the reason why we're doing well is because everyone's doing shit. You can say we're doing well because we're doing well.
It feels really good to know that, like, I don't know, just even thinking of that conversation, like, and I was such a Barely Friending fan. Just to think that, like, someone that you admire and what they do, like, years, that was 3 years ago.
Right.
Like, now we're sitting here and.
Wow. I know. I'm looking at the numbers. I was like, wow. Crazy. It was a phone call. I remember it was like December, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think I was home visiting
and
my family.
We started in March.
So maybe it was January.
So, no, because we started.
It was cold. I know that.
Nah, we started the podcast. This had to be in March or April because we started the podcast a month after we rekindled.
No. We started in March because I had just went on the birthday trip. Remember? That was our first episode.
Is this like your origin story? Have you guys gone through an origin story yet on the podcast?
What?
Origin story?
We've talked about how
how it all started.
They're like, we really don't care.
But I remember that phone call being like, do it because you love it. Don't look at the numbers and do it because not for the money. Do it because you like,
like
shooting
fucking,
the shit with your friend.
Love fucking.
Yeah.
So that was really
I've heard. Yeah, yeah. it's almost like it's a thing for you.
Well, introduce yourself. Tell people why you're so special.
My name is Eddie DeLaSeppi. I'm a comedian and podcaster. And the podcast is no longer happening. It's done. But it's called Barely Friending. It was me and my friend MJ Riggins. How'd you find us, by the way? Just on iTunes on the banner or something like that?
Probably like people found us. I just liked your cover art. And then I write. When you started the show, you used to say, we used to date each other.
We kind of hate each other. Now we have a podcast. Yeah.
That's cool.
So and I loved it.
We should have done that.
We should have.
We should have had something like that.
We still hate each other.
Wow.
We still have this fucking podcast.
We still have the podcast.
Right. Yeah.
Wow, yeah, we should. But it was just so different to me, to be honest with you. And I still think it's more different than any other podcast I've heard about dating a relationship simply because you guys had such a good dynamic. You're both comedians. you both were so relatable. You talk about being broke and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
More MJ than you. She was always like, oh, got another gig.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love that you would always make jokes about how you guys used to fuck and it was amazing. Or
oh, yeah. I bring it up constantly.
Yeah.
But y'all really stopped fucking while y'all were doing the podcast?
Well,
like, y'all never like.
There was one time where after we recorded.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you talk about it?
All the time. I brought it up a lot. I constantly remind her. She's like, ugh.
I hate when guys do that.
I know.
First off, I hate when guys bring up.
But
like,
you got to if you want to do it again.
There's a guy in my DMs right now. We fucked probably 9 years ago. I don't even remember it. First off, he had to remind me that we even fucked.
Wow.
And he's like really trying to go hard at like, so what do you do now? And I'm just like, this isn't going to be a thing again.
Why don't you block him?
No, I don't want to be that mean.
Right, you still want to see the messages.
You know.
I still want the boost.
So I'm just like, so
you can't do that.
You go,
hey, this guy keeps bothering me. You can stop it.
He's
why would I do
like,
that?
He's literally trying to grab this, and I'm like, no. Like,
but you're reading them. You're reading them, aren't you?
And leaving it on scene. So why do you keep writing me more?
You're sending a message.
More?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's awkward.
That.
Yeah, it is awkward. So I hate when
every
guys
girl.
You don't have a podcast with the guy.
Yeah, you're not in a business with the dude.
No, but regardless, when men bring up the fact that we fucked and we're no longer fucking, stop bringing it up.
It's a bit, lady. It's not, I don't really mean it. It was a joke. But I'm sure every woman in their DMs got a guy that says, hey, hey.
You remember that
hey,
one time?
Hey.
Yeah,
what's up?
We all do.
You know, every girl in their DM right now has like a guy that says, hey, 20 times
this
and
is
with
one of
no
my
responses.
Worst.
Wow.
Oh, you showed that one.
I've never
yeah.
responded.
Dude, there's a girl in my DMs that just like, hey, what's up? Nice shirt. Cute smile. Hey, what's up? How's home? Just all the way through. I'm just like,
well, no.
How long can this go?
How ugly is she that she won't reply?
No, but speaking
she's
of,
on private. I don't really know.
Of this,
but.
I think you mentioned, I don't know if you were supposed to be a part of it, but do you guys see what's going on with that new MTV show? And it's like really problematic. So it's a show about ghosting, but they're literally getting a camera crew to go find the person that ghosted you for whatever like reason it is. But it's just like, bro, you got ghosted. This person no longer wants to see you.
Yo.
What do you need for them
so,
to tell
remember
you?
That show Cheaters back
no,
in the day?
God damn it, that was trash. Good.
Remember Cheaters?
Hold on, no, I'm sorry. No, Cheaters was good.
No, Cheaters was great.
No, Cheaters was great. I'm talking about ghosting. If someone ghosts you, bro, they're over you. They don't want to
yeah.
see you. Why are you getting a camera crew to go find?
So you know what's funny about
yeah,
her
I agree.
Saying,
that's for people with fragile
it's
egos.
Stalking.
It's
fragile.
It's fragile egos.
That's
so,
trash.
But define ghost. Are we talking like you fooled around a bunch and then disappeared? Or are we talking like a one or
yeah,
two days?
Yeah, that's why I said let me stop her there.
Oh, okay.
So the show that's why she said I don't know if you were supposed to do it. Initially, MTV hit me up.
Right.
And when you're going through questions, literally when I
they
left,
hit you up to be
a part of the show.
Okay.
When I was finished, I immediately knew it wasn't going to happen because of how my reactions were about ghosting.
Huh.
They were so strong in saying, like, people aren't getting the hint. People aren't understanding that they're making people uncomfortable. For example, I listened to this recording of this girl talking about this guy that she fucked twice. However, they did talk for a while. She talked about the sex, blah, 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 blah. Sounds like to me they were dating. He was being nice. Very casually, the sex wasn't good at all. She had even said she wasn't experienced, and he stopped texting her. And I'm like, you act like he owed you the world.
Right.
And now you want everyone to go find you? But
right.
then
right.
there were instances where people were dating for a minute. I
right.
mean,
like we're talking like, hey, you met my friends.
Oh, my God,
regardless,
yes.
Don't
no,
matter.
No, 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 no. There was
None
a girl that absolutely
I think
matters.
If you put
That's
time into someone's
decency.
Life, you meet
I,
their
I
friends,
agree.
You do stuff. And
you're bugging
you
right
at least
now,
bro. You at least
no, I'm not bugging.
If you meet someone's friends and you spend time,
you at least deserve
friend,
a like. Hey, it's
okay,
not working out. At least deserve that.
Okay,
there was a guy who went to her work gala and he stopped fucking talking to her.
It doesn't matter to me.
Work
when
gala.
Someone ghosts you and stops talking to you, that tells you everything you need to know. They are not interested in you. There's no reason why you need to stalk the person down for them to say.
Okay, I agree
I'm
with
not
that.
Interested
no,
in you.
I agree with that.
I get that
I'm
you're
just
mad.
Not interested
but
in
think about catfish. Like we know for a fact that like they haven't FaceTimed yet, but they still go. Like it's
right.
the same shit. It's TV.
No, I agree. You shouldn't track somebody down.
No, and that's what you're doing.
But you at least
this
deserve.
Ghosted you. No, you don't deserve shit. If I'm
you
done
do deserve
fucking,
shit.
No, the same way we curve people. If I don't want to fuck with you, and I just decide I no longer want to respond to you. That should give you all the hint. I'm not interested
okay,
in you.
Okay, I'm going to be honest
I'm
with
not
you.
Interested in
totally
you.
100% disagree. I'm actually really surprised you're saying this. If we fucked a few times and like it was whatever, but if there was something substantial.
Like almost a relationship.
But it was
yes.
maybe substantial to one person, but not the
okay.
other.
No, no, no. But if it was
that's
almost
a, good
a relationship,
that's,
if you,
you don't
ghost
someone that there's a real relationship and there's so many feelings.
That's not true.
No, it is because a lot of people
have
a lot of people,
I
feel like, are in their mind, maybe it's something more than what it is. You don't ghost someone you really love. So therefore, maybe that person is just not that interested. If I don't want to talk to you, if I don't want you, I don't want you. And therefore, you don't have to track me down.
So what you're
tell you, I don't want you.
So what you're saying,
if I ghost you, I don't want you.
When someone gets ghosted, one person thinks it's worth more. It was actually more than what it was.
Yes.
And then they're like, yo, what's the deal? And they're like, deal is three dates.
Right.
So I don't think that could always be the case. Because I'm going to tell you why. I think that ghosting, you're saying one person thinks it could be more. I think sometimes people don't know how to deal with uncomfortable conversations.
That's true.
And they completely go
away. Well, that too. And therefore, I don't want to have that conversation.
But that doesn't mean that someone's not deserving. That's an unfair thing to say. Everyone is deserving of at least some point of closure, or at least you to tell. If we've had something going and you've led me on,
I don't give a fuck.
You're
owe nobody a goddamn thing. If I'm sitting here not responding to you and I ghost you, don't fucking find me and feel like I owe you any explanation. If I'm not responding to you and I ghost you, it's clear as day I am not interested in you. I don't owe you to your face the fact that, hey, I'm not interested in you.
No one is asking for coffee, but I do think that
people
deserve an
answer. Fuck your closure. If I ghost you, fuck off.
Closure is necessary for a lot of people. Sometimes we have to create it ourselves, but closure is necessary for literally everything.
Well, there goes your empathetic, like, thing. Like, your sympathetic, empathetic, whatever that shit is. I don't owe nobody a motherfucking closure. If I ghost you, I'm not interested. That's it. I don't owe how you deal with me ghosting you.
So when's the last time you ghosted?
I'm going to go with the person that's the loudest.
So that I can keep when's the last time you ghosted somebody?
I don't ghost. I give a like, hey, I'm busy, or hey, I don't. There's like this messages to hinting that it's not gonna happen, but
people still don't take them.
That's true too.
Yeah, they don't.
They don't.
Like, what does that mean? Like,
right.
I'm leaving the country. Like, yeah, but where? Okay. I'm gonna kill myself. When? Okay.
Okay. So, jumping into something else, I don't know if you've ever heard our show, but we have a segment called Vanilla Shit.
Before, I did get ghosted on New Year's last year.
Why?
That sucks.
That sucks.
There you go.
Okay, that does suck.
Did you think
that
she was sucks. Coming? It's like to
but then you could kiss somebody else.
Oh, she felt sorry for me. She grabbed her hair. Aw. Oh, injured little bird.
You see, she's trying to be a bitch. And it's in there.
She felt it. She was like, oh, no. This guy looks like he's had it tough. He doesn't need that on the new year. But yeah, we were like dating. We're like November, and we're like hanging out and just like messages back and forth. Like, I miss you. Can't wait to see you. And then I went back home you know when you get that feeling? Like, yo, this is slipping. Mm-hmm. And what you do is, when they go back 20%, you go up 20%. Mm-hmm. And when you should be just staying put. And then realizing how far away they are, and you go, I got to turn around.
Yep.
But we all do it
because
you want them to be more than what they're showing you.
Thank you.
And you're subconsciously, you're like, no, I'll... Cool. What a jazz club.
When you see somebody pushing away, that is
it's your natural instinct.
It should be telling.
But we're all weak.
It's nerves.
No, speak for yourself.
But we're all someone's
as
got.
As soon as I see someone,
but you know
away,
what? Someone's I'm got your fired. Number. Everyone's got someone.
I agree. I think everybody's had.
Somebody's got your number, and you're like, no, and then you're like, he does or she does, but takes 20% back. I'm like 20 forward, and then you're like anticipating the step back, and you go even more closer. You're texting all the time. What are you doing? What are you free? What's going on? Like, you just, and you know it, but you just hope to get something back. And then we went out for dinner before I left, and I go, I'm going to a party on New Year's. Do you want to go? He's like, yeah, that'd be great. And in my defense, I was getting a lot of signals like, yo, I can't wait to see you, whatever, can't wait to get back. And then a text every day becomes a text every 2 days, 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, yo, I'm initiating everything. Mm-hmm. I'm asking you what's up. You're not asking me what's up. I'm like, so then I come back and tell, hey, I'm back. Welcome back.
To Canada?
No, to LA. I was like, what? And I'm like, do you want to hang out? And like, it's like, yeah, let me see what's up. And then nothing. And then I'm like, are you still okay for New Year's?
Let me check my schedule.
Where's your schedule? Another state? Like, when are you coming back? So then I go, so are you still cool with the New Year's house party on the 31st? And she's like, yeah. And then I'm like, okay, 2 days go by. It's like the 30th. I'm like, she knows.
Aww.
30th shows up. I'm like, 31st. I message like, hey, what's going on? And she's like, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. Some makeup fell off a cabinet, And I reached down to grab real quick, and I hit my head on the cabinet. I got a black eye.
That is not what she said.
That's what she said.
That is not. Did she send you the picture of the black eye?
She posted a picture on her story of the black eye.
That was a nigga that she was dating.
Oh my God, shut up, Andy.
Really what happened. She was with her dude, and you ain't know she had this dude, but he was abusive to her. Oh my so you was the God. Side nigga. You was probably the really nice guy because she was dating the bad guy. So that really came from him seeing your messages thinking that y'all was supposed to have New Year's Eve together. So he punched her in the eye.
You watch a lot of reality TV.
No, this is really
I think
happened.
She fell.
Man, everybody listen.
What the hell just happened? You made a whole story up.
Everybody listen.
You loving him.
Why can't I leave this podcast thinking she fell? You're like, no, you're just a pawn in her game. Oh, thanks. I felt low, and now I feel lower.
Oh my God.
No, you're worthless. And she respects somebody else. Don't you see that?
I mean, I can't. Okay,
so
she hit her head on the sink.
So she had like a black eye. Like, oh, are you okay? And she's like, whatever. So then, I go, so what's going on? What's going on? Are you going to be okay? She's like, I got to get this fixed. I got to figure something out.
How you fix the black eye?
I don't know.
Carry on.
Maybelline?
Maybe.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
So then.
This is not an ad.
The party approaches. I'm like, is everything okay? What's happening? Nothing. I hear nothing. I'm like, you hit that breaking point. You're like, fuck it.
Yep.
You tell your buddies, your friends, whatever. Let's go to this party. Fuck her. I'm not starting this year like this. So then I'm having a good time. I get a text at 11:40.
What a cunt.
Hope you're enjoying the party. Happy New Year.
Oh, she trash.
Yeah, she trash.
She trash. She should have just not
the
hit you
The next
off.
Day. I check Instagram. She posted a picture of her at a club with some friends.
Shut up. She was with her nigga.
Show me. Show me the eye.
And she goes, what I wanted to do, the caption, stay at home and wallow in me having a black eye. What I actually did do was put a hat on, put some makeup on, and have a good time with my friends. I was like, wow.
You're a pawn. It's cute.
Yo, did you like it or leave a comment?
No, I was just like, I just screen capped it to all my friends like, wow. Like, tell me something. Say, yo, I'm going to go to anything. You don't owe me it. These, but like,
as long as you know.
But
you
I found out the hard way. I found out the hard way.
What? I ain't going to beat her. Girl, I already got to make sure I don't beat anybody else up when I'm out there.
She's sure, she can take a punch. yo, I got to find her. I can't remember. Oh, she
we,
was
while you're
like.
Finding her, you I'm doing vanilla shit, vanilla but I do want to see her. Okay. So our new segment for the week. It is from
not the Onion,
the Daily.
Right?
No, the Daily okay. Beast. The Japanese police are cracking down on sexual harassment via AirDrop. So they've gotten word that a new breed of creep called the AirDrop Chikan.
That's here. Oh, we talked about this actually. They have the app. I told you. Where it says go away or calls them a pervert.
Oh, yeah, 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 in Japan.
But this AirDrop shit happens here in New York, too.
Oh, it's happened to me. Men who use the photo and movie sharing function in many Apple products send unwanted and obscene photos to people close by. On Tuesday, the police in Fukuoka. Say this one.
You got it wrong, but that's fine. I don't know what that is. Fukuoka?
Okay, you do it.
You did it right.
In southern Japan, announced they had made their first arrest for the misuse of the function. And suddenly everyone in Japan with an iPhone is trying to figure out how to avoid becoming a victim or, perseverely, how to get away with this new form. Because it's basically made people want to figure out how to break down the barrier. The man specifically stands accused of sending the obscene image to a smartphone of a 34-year-old male passenger nearby on a subway train that was running in the Fukuoka ward at 8:45 on July 5th. I wanted to see how the recipient would react to the image, the man was quoted as telling investigators that he admitted to the allegations against him. The victim declined the image, but after he sent him a second one, he saved it for evidence. So I guess they checked his dick at the police station.
It's crazy because
that's an interesting lineup.
This happens like if you're on the train in New York or anywhere that's like actually just a lot of people, you get airdropped and it'd be like
sometimes it's not always dicks, like it's just dumb shit like memes. But
I be seeing like
me too.
I was out at a club and we got a booty hole. Like there was a booty hole sent to me and my friends and we like
a man.
It was a man booty hole because it was balls.
Oh wow.
It was a whole ass booty hole sent. That's fun. AirDrop.
Where were you? At a coffee shop? A train?
No, we were in the club. Damn, what club were we at? And it wasn't even a gay club.
I was going to say,
it wasn't even a gay club. No, but we had a booty hole scent, but we couldn't tell if it was a girl booty hole. And then we saw the balls. Like,
right.
The balls
you did
there.
A whole like.
The balls were there. I'm not going to lie. I accepted that one. I was like.
You go like this? Yikes.
But no, yeah. I was like, we really getting booty holes, bro.
So. The next one.
That's like a form of flashing. That's like modern day flashing.
No, it is, and it's trash.
So for the kink of the week, does everyone know what necrophilia is?
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about this.
Now
on
we
the
have
show
talked
before.
About it before, but this was a great screenshot from Reddit that was a question. Now we have a whole mail segment where people ask questions from
right.
us.
I also want to point out that we often use the hashtag and discuss that there is no kink shaming.
Okay.
However, we had followers, we had actually two people send this to our Twitter and was like, listen, I know we say no kink shame,
right.
but should we shame this?
Right.
So she's going to read.
Put it this way. If you shame this, you're like, I get it.
No,
the guy's dead.
You're like, oh, you guys like swapping cum? Not a big deal. But this.
Yeah. Read the whole story. It's
I think
good.
My boyfriend is a necrophiliac and I don't know what to do. She is 21. He's 25.
What?
The title pretty much sums it up. Formatting might be weird. I'm on a mobile phone. I've dated my boyfriend almost 5 years, lived with him for 3. We're very close, and I'm hoping he'll pop the question soon. Most of our life together is great, but our sex life is just weird. He's always wanted me to stay still during sex. He says that someone moving around is distracting. He is the only person I've ever slept with, so I didn't think it was a big deal. Just a little weird. Sometimes he asks me to hold my breath, but I thought it could be a choking fetish. Recently, he wants to have sex when I come in from the cold. We're up north in Canada, probably your people, so we have ample opportunity. He won't have sex if I'm hot or sweaty, which is understandable. Here's where stuff gets weird. We were watching Mindhunter. It's on Netflix, a show about the FBI
yep.
tracking
I
serial killers. Mm-hmm. And I realized he had an erection, specifically when a serial killer was discussing raping dead bodies. I asked about it, and he got defensive and left the house. 2 days later, I found searches of dead bodies on his computer.
What?
He was intentionally looking
what
for
is this
shit. It was really graphic and gross.
Yeah.
All of the weird behavior clicked for me, and I haven't said anything to him. I'm scared for my own safety, honestly, because I don't know if he'll try to kill me. I have no idea how to confront him or bring up the idea in couples counseling.
So necrophilia was brought up, actually, and I this may have actually been a bonus episode, but we brought it up when we were discussing Ted Bundy.
Right.
Because Ted Bundy was actually known as well. Once he killed his victims, he did have sex with somebody.
Dahmer, too, right?
Yeah, Dahmer, too. He would penetrate. But Dahmer ate his victims, right?
Dahmer would do crazy shit, like drill a hole in their head and fuck it
and
stuff like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like,
huh?
Yeah, like some
all,
weird
and
shit.
It was all in Milwaukee. It was all young gay black men. That's all he did.
Yeah,
that's
was he white? Shit. I mean,
yeah, he was a white guy. Yeah,
don't obviously. I mean, there's black serial killers too.
They ain't drilling and fucking holes in heads.
Well, we don't even know the color of these people. There's black people in Canada, bro. Let's not make this WPS shit because we see black people do all this crazy shit too.
Let me see the name. Hold on.
Here you go. With
but it's definitely WPS though.
No, it is. So
she's on Reddit. It's white.
So, so necrophilia, for those of you who were not able to gauge context clues, is the attraction to fucking dead bodies. The arousal that you get from dead bodies and fucking dead bodies. I would be fearful for my life.
Me too.
If my man was
there's a lot of telltales. What you gotta do is you gotta like, hey, I got a funeral I gotta go to.
Bye, Eddie.
He's like, yeah, let's go. Oh, wow. Okay.
So here's my question. Like, for this kink, how do you bring that up to your partner?
This is like.
Well, no.
I want to know, like.
Let's quote King Noir. As long as you're not hurting people, animals, or kids.
But she's fearful of her life.
Yeah, this is about hurting people. That's a gross-ass fucking.
Yo, this is a weird one.
Like, do you bring
man.
This up in therapy or do you bring it up by yourself? I think it needs to be a group setting, honestly, but then do you tell people in a group?
Can I be totally honest?
She needs to run away.
No, like, this is something I truly
she needs to
believe.
Ghost
like, with people.
He loves ghosts. I love a ghost. It means that there's a dead body close.
So, I really believe, like, child molesters and people that are serial rapists.
Right.
Like, I don't think you can fix them.
I don't think he could be fixed.
I don't think he could be fixed.
Whatever you think he's been looking at, it's way more.
When you, ooh, I didn't even think of that.
He's like, hey, a couple searches. He's doing way more than
yo,
you think.
Yo, that's a great answer to when you think your nigga's about to.
What?
Like if you see the text and you're like, they're just.
It's always.
It's more.
Way more. Look, like I bought a shirt. I looked at 40 other shirts. I didn't just see a shirt.
Yeah.
It's always a deep dive.
Okay, analogy.
So everything's deep. So, like, you think, oh, a couple searches on dead bodies, and he's looking at this. There's way more than you think. You don't know. You don't know what's on his phone. You don't know if he's part of a group. You don't know anything.
Oh, he's definitely a part of a group.
Yeah, and
there's other a message board
there's
about
freaks,
it, for sure.
Not freaks. There's other people like this.
No, there are. Freaks.
And they all like, right? Yeah. The colder the better, right? And like, yeah, I love when they're cold. I love a purple lady.
Oh, no. So, what was the
so she should be very.
And people were in the comments like, hey, where's the full version of this? Was it the alien porn?
Oh, that alien porn. Where she was like, I made an account just to figure out the name of this song. And damn right, somebody replied.
No, it was the Yif porn, wasn't it?
Yif.
Yif.
So, oh, let me fuck
is
you.
Is that like
that.
A Russian GIF?
No.
Yif.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, no, what was Yif again?
Shout out to you. So, funny enough, I was on a date yesterday with Old Bay Seasoning. Really, he's 40. No offense.
A what?
We're almost there.
She was calling him Old Bay.
I don't call him Old Bay.
You called him Old Bay.
He's not old to me.
You started calling him Old Bay, bro.
Because he's old to you.
Bro, that is a lie.
I don't think 40's old.
Bro, you called him Old Bay before I told him Old Bay.
How about a Grand Bay?
Nah.
I mean, if you got to pay.
Old Bay seasoning.
We're at dinner, and he's like...
How old's this guy?
He's 40.
40. That's not old.
It's not old.
I'm 38. Is that old?
You old.
Should I get out of here?
No. You got some gray hair, though.
A little bit of gray. Is that cool?
But white people age faster.
That's going to be my life from now on. Asking women, is this cool?
But you got to stick to... You do look a little Latino.
I mean,
I'm half.
Salt and pepper is a thing. Like,
yeah.
I like the
girls
salt
like
pepper.
Salt and pepper, right?
Yeah.
Like, oh, maybe
that's
he's
what's
got
keeping
some
you,
savings.
That's what's keeping you not looking 38. So here's what's happening.
Right.
Your Peruvian side is keeping your face young.
Yeah.
And then your Caucasian side is turning your hair gray.
Right.
But at least you still have.
No, that's not true because my mom's from Peru and she told me that she's never met a bald relative in her life. It's on the mom's side. But they all went ghost white, their hair. Full head of hair, all ghost white.
I mean, least it's there.
At least it's there.
Okay.
Is that big for women? Do you guys like hair on a guy?
Yeah,
I do like hair on a guy. Yeah. But I also have a lot of bald niggas in my phone, too. So I'm cool with bald. And
I do like hair.
Right.
Actually, if I think about it, Felon Bay bald, the nigga that didn't make it very far and didn't even get a nickname on here, he was bald.
By choice? Like, you know, like,
so I
are they balding
so
or
I
bald?
No, so nigga in Chicago was bald, but Felon Bay, his hairline, I could tell, because when it grows out, I could tell it was going back, so he's bald. Not by choice, but because he doesn't want a fucked up hairline.
Right. He doesn't want Stephen A. Smith kind of like.
Yeah.
Like, or LeBron.
Creeping back, yeah.
Well, LeBron had enough money to pay to act.
Yeah, he's doing it gradual. He's going to like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Space Jam, he's going to have like perfect hair.
So y'all,
like, wow.
Y'all was talking about what a dinner.
Oh, so he's telling me about his day at work. And he's like, tell me about your day. And I can tell that he's not uncomfortable with the podcast. He just doesn't understand it.
Has he listened?
No.
Uh-huh.
But he was just like, you're wild as fuck. Like, when he looks on Instagram, he's like, you're fucking wild. And he's like, every time I'm with you, I see this whole other person. Then I click on Instagram, and I'm like, who the fuck is this bitch?
Right.
So when he asked me about my work for the day, I'm like, you don't want to know. He's like, of course I do. I was like, well, me and Mandy did an episode about porn categories. He was like, really? I was like, yeah, like the craziest ones I could find. He was like, what was the craziest? I was like, oh, let me show you. It's surprisingly not the milk enema.
Milk enema.
Yeah, that one was actually
exactly
cool.
What you think it is.
I would actually do that. That one, I think I would do.
Fart out milk on someone else's tits?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think, first off, she eats really vaginas. So.
No, I don't.
Bro, don't she really be saying no now?
This is the song they wanted the title of. Can you describe what you're looking at, Eddie, for the people listening?
It's kind of like Animal Planet cartoons.
What are they
it's
doing?
It's literally animals fucking in cartoons.
Right. Wow.
Who gets turned on by that?
What are you looking at? Describe what you're looking at.
It's inaccurate because animals can't do it, missionary. They have to do it from behind.
I know, but they're in people positions.
I mean, I'm
believing
it. They're
in
people
positions.
Now, the one thing that kind of got accurate was the red dick coming out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dogs got that lipstick cock.
Yeah.
I hate it. When my dogs used to like, I hate it.
Good. You're not supposed to like it?
No.
Hey, I'm going on a limb here. I hate dog dicks. Wow. You're so brave.
When my dog's dicks used to come out, I used to push it away like, ew, go away. Like,
right.
take your dick with you. Go. Like,
right. Men, right? Get out of here.
No, far away.
I had a buddy that was a young kid. He was like, when we were like 12. No, I think it was like 8. He was like, he would go like this. He'd go, look at this. And he'd go like this to his dog, and his dog's dick would come out. I'm like,
that is gross. He jacks his dick.
I'm like, you're not supposed to be my friend. That's not good.
Wait, how old are you?
Like 8.
Oh, okay.
Wait, 8 hours ago? No.
I was scared.
No, yeah, it's gross. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah, dog dicks are weird. I think cat dicks are like, they got a curve on them.
Maybe I've never seen dolphin a cat dick.
Yeah, I think they got a curve on
them. Look that up.
It's kind of like
I'm not looking up a cat dick.
Oh, you made me look up dolphin dick and now I went too far?
Dolphin dick was huge.
Really?
Yeah, that shit big as fuck. I saw it at SeaWorld.
It's like a horse. You were like, yo.
Yeah, kids are like, what's that? What's that woman taking pictures of? Leave her alone. She's horny.
Yo, that's some WPS.
Yeah, it was.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a horse dick. And
that is big.
Dude, okay.
That's what I be calling niggas with big dicks. I be like, he got a horse dick or a baby leg.
Right, right.
I don't really, I do call it a baby leg.
I like to say Coke can.
Coke can.
We are not going to look up a cat penis.
Okay, that's look. Not.
Why is
that's
it
worse.
Cat penis
that's
barbed?
Listen, yeah. That's just too much.
Let me see it, though. But go ahead.
The first time I saw a horse cock, I was at this place called the Royal Winter Fair. It's like, you know, like horse stables. They had it was like a class trip. And this one horse was like, we're like going to the barns. Like, I'm a city kid. It was never smelled like a farm before. It was like insane. And this, our teacher, Mr. Browning, you know, he was, we believed he was gay. We weren't sure.
Okay.
But this is the 90s. He had two earrings and a friend picked him up
gotcha.
After work. So we're like, we know it. We didn't know what the gay is, but I think he is, you know? And I remember we were there and we were just like looking at all the horses and it was like weird. And one horse, dude, it was insane. You ever see a horse get a boner?
Yes,
doesn't it like fall to the ground?
It
like,
just goes. It like, honestly looks like a fire hose inflating. It was just a foom, and we were like, "Whoa!" And Mr. Brown, kids, don't look at that. And but then we looked, and his head was still turned. So that was
that's bestiality.
I really hate that you brought up game first because you're like, "Oh, he looked at that dick."
He was just like, "Whoa."
Dude, I'm convinced the baby has a horse dick.
My mom was like used to live in Acapulco, like in the summers.
Are you Caribbean, like background?
No. Oh. Well, like if we deep dive into the DNA, the shit.
Right.
I think grandmother's side is Bajan and then like some Jamaican, but they're not really from there. That's just like the bloodline.
Oh, right, right.
Black and Israeli. So.
Oh, that's right. You're half Israeli. Yeah,
so my mom, because she's bougie, spent summers in Acapulco and she's like, yo. They used to want us to go to these sex shows. And she was like, and one of them I went to in the last act, she's like, they
donkey.
Brought out a fucking horse.
A horse, a full on horse.
Yeah, maybe it was a donkey. I don't know. But I thought she said horse. But I remember her saying, like, everybody in there looked really creepy. And she was like, and I thought it was going to be this sexy thing. My mom's
from, they got to be creepy. You don't see a guy in a suit, like,
Yeah, my mom's from New York. She moved to San Francisco. She's lived all around the world. So she thought it was like a sex party thing.
Right.
She's like, when that fucker came out, and she said, well, it was crazy. She's like, I wanted to leave. But
you gotta look.
You do.
You gotta look.
And she said, like, the woman was, like, actually enjoying it. And she said that there was at least, like, 100 people surrounding and, like, looking. She said it was fucking crazy. And she said the people were weird looking, but they were all, like, dressed in suits. Very nice. Like, this was just a real fetish. Like, they paid mad money.
That's not okay.
This was in, I think,
that's
the 80s.
That's bestiality, bro. I'm not
it
watching.
100%.
I'm not watching. Like, no, bro.
That's
not watching it.
No,
not watching it.
I mean,
like, if you go on like Pornhub, like, you could find like, or was it just a video I saw on Twitter? Like, this person, like, this woman was getting head by
her
dog. She like would put like food on her pussy and have the dog come and lick it off.
Right, right.
She would be moaning like
so
she would
gross.
Be getting head from the dog.
Ugh.
That's not okay.
No,
kind of
not.
Food. Anyway,
how do you go fucking dead bodies to talking about animals?
I don't know.
Pretty
let's
easy.
Get into the, you know, Jesus Christ.
Okay,
fucking right.
The horrible decision is.
I'm still thinking about that necrophilia lady. She's got to get the fuck out of there.
Yeah, no, she does.
She's got to get the fuck out of
there.
I
actually
there.
Tried to find that Reddit thread.
I'm scared for her life.
Yeah, that's not cool.
I'm sure. I hope they convinced her. But anyway.
She's at least got to bring it up to him. Or not, because maybe he kills her. That's not good either.
Shit.
That's what I'm saying. Gotta be a
he's
got to
get out of there.
He's got to let everybody know he like dead bodies.
Yo, I don't know, man. If here's the thing, you tell a cop that, and then they have any suspicion, they find his hard drive. You don't know what's in there. She's got to get out of there. I feel so, I'm really worried. I know, should we get out of here?
She's 21.
No, she's got to get out of here. That's not
okay. Cool. Let's get more lighthearted. So, I really like this one. It's a Cosmopolitan article, but the horrible decision
Cosmopolitan.
I have big T.
She said it wrong.
Cosmopolitan.
Okay, you want to get on me about saying like real hard words wrong? But go ahead.
Because mine's a mispronunciation of a word you know.
Cosmopolitan. That's what you just said. Go ahead. Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan. That's like an Italian guy from the city. Cosmopolitan.
Actually, that's a pretty good one. So, 17 types of noises that guys will make during sex. I want us to dig into a little bit the things that we like to hear during sex, the noises we like to hear, the weirdest ones, all of that shit. So, 17 categories. The first one, the considerate whispering because you have roommates. They're keeping the, oh, fuck, babies, barely audible because Amanda and Chloe are chilling in the living room.
Mm.
Not going to lie, I do love a considerate whisper.
You like a whisper.
I like when you're kind of like having to like contain it.
Breathy. Breathy in your ear.
You don't like whispery sex?
No, bitch. I'm finna be loud, and I need to hear you, cause I'll be like, huh, huh? I can't hear you.
You
like,
say huh?
Yeah, like I don't.
What are you scolding your kid?
No, like, I can't. Huh?
What? Say it again.
I want to be able to hear what you're saying.
Yeah, you get off on the sound.
I'm an audible person, yes. So yeah. I like talking during sex. I like hearing right. you. I like hearing maybe either instructions or directions, or you telling me what's good, or answering my questions.
Right.
I don't want to not know what you're saying.
I like talking during sex,
but
too.
Even but if there's people outside listening,
I want y'all to hear me. I low-key right. want you to walk in on us. So,
but what if it's like, hey, we're sneaking away like a family party. Let's go in the bathroom. You don't care?
Oh, like a sneak away.
Yeah.
Duh.
That's why we're whispering.
Oh, like
not because you're in a hotel room and there's other rooms around you.
To be fair, it's a considerate whispering.
Yeah, consider. Okay. You're considering people around. What if you're like at a family event and you're like, you just want you and your man to go. You go to the bathroom. You're not going to want everyone to hear.
So,
I had some,
okay,
that's cute.
I had considerate whispering.
Okay. I love how much you turn on a dime.
Okay, now I'll just like, right, okay,
like, he's got to hear me. I got to feel it and see it. And like, what if there's your mom's outside? Well, you know. Okay. Wow.
So the last time I had considered whispering, you might not know this, but so in a throuple, hello,
yeah.
Beard Bay Scissors, those are their aliases.
Right.
She was sleeping, didn't want to, or like we didn't want to go out, so she was mad. She's like, whatever, I'm not fucking you guys. And she like turns around. So him and I were like, we were in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
Like, damn, do we go in the bathroom? Like, no. So we had sex while she was sleeping.
Next to her?
Yeah. I mean, but we were.
You're quiet.
Yeah. But okay. Like we were also fucking like earlier that
That's
day.
Different because if you went loud, she can't blame you.
Right. But it was still like really hot because like we knew we could make noise, but we just didn't.
But in a way, it's like if she sees it, that's good too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, yeah, it's kind of so like you can't lose in the situation.
She made a joke in the morning like, why didn't you guys wake me up? And I'm like, yo, because it was actually getting hotter because at one point when she started breathing heavier, I was like, oh God, please don't let her snore. Because that'll really like fuck this up. But it was pretty good still.
Yeah, no, that sounds like it would be fun.
So number two, panting. It's not really asthmatic panting unless you're into that, but shallower breathing is a sign that your boo is giving it their absolute all. I don't mind.
What exactly is a pant? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Bad cardio. Not
that's what it makes me feel like you're bad. Out of shape.
Yeah.
Like, I'm panting if I'm riding dick, and then by the time
I was going to say Stairmaster, but
yeah.
We all have our things.
By the time I start panting, I'm going to roll over, because I don't want you to know I'm out of shape.
Now, the other one is rhythmic grunts. This is a sex staple.
I don't like it.
I don't like a grunt. Too primal, man.
I'm not going to lie. So I was fucking this guy. This was maybe 2009. And I actually referred to his grunts as animal noises.
Wow.
And it bothered me. Like, it almost, I didn't know if it was a monkey. I don't know what he sounded like, but it was like a.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, what is going on? I did
wow.
Not, no.
That's guttural.
That's not the grunt.
No, that is a.
That's the.
Ugh.
Ew. It's a fucking. What is that? No. Like a monkey or a.
No, okay. It's too like primitive, dude.
Yeah,
that's
it sounds like a fucking
what?
Animal.
Okay,
grunt.
Wait.
I don't like
am
it.
I tripping right now?
Like, yes, you're always tripping.
When I'm like getting fucked from the back.
It's like a caveman scolding his wife. Ugh. Like, I don't need
not
that.
No, bro. Don't fucking grunt, bro.
Not the shit you guys
you're not lifting up a heavy ass.
Yeah.
Like, ugh. No, why are you grunting, bro?
That sounds like a shit.
No, that's
to
different.
Squeeze the shit out, bro.
Yeah.
What's a shit then?
You know, a shit's like when you're like, you're still pushing with your stomach.
Nah, don't
like an old man's last breath. You know what I mean?
Nah, bro, don't grunt.
So
while we fuck
I like a grunt. Like, of course, you I like recently.
Yeah, you don't want like a cross. You're like, is this CrossFit? What is this?
Is she like CrossFit?
No. You want your man? You want your man sound like he's pushing over a huge tire?
No. But like, I remember he was biting his lip, and I could hear the grunt while he
biting
was
biting his lip. That's not a good guy.
That's not a grunt,
bro. It was sexy as fuck. And then I heard the like, come out, and it was good.
And in the moment, I guess it sounds
I'm not
all sounds.
Also, I just had something that came to my mind that happened literally last night when I was having sex. You were like, I like when I can hear you, right? So he was fucking the shit out of me, right?
Mm.
And he puts his hand
on his ear?
On my face.
On his ear, like,
right? So he's holding down my face and like fucking me, and it was really good. But at one point, I couldn't hear because he was holding my ear.
Right.
And then I think he was saying something.
See? Mm-mm. I want to hear
it. And I heard him be like, right? And I'm like, oh, it sounds like a seashell when you listen. It's like really far away.
Right.
And I was like, just, you know what? I'll say yes. But actually, he was asking me a question. I was like, yes. Yes.
But he was digging your head so down the pillow you couldn't hear what he's saying?
Whose pussy is this? Yes.
Yes. Yes, this is a pussy up for sale. Wow.
Dude, it was... I wanted to tell him about it later, but I was like, fuck it. Okay, the fourth one is
Oh, by the way, grunting is better for men than it is for women, I think.
Yeah, oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah.
I don't want grunting at all.
Yeah, you don't want
grunting. Way better. Slurping is the next one. They're so in the zone, they haven't realized it's been a while since they swallowed. So now they have to vacuum up all the extra saliva in their mouth.
I love a slurp sound, and I be doing it on the dick. Like,
no, not. This is men's moans. So basically.
What?
Oh, wait, these are all things that men.
So
men
hear it
do.
Again. There's so much saliva because their mouth is like open, so you have to like take.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. I'm thinking of slurping on my pussy.
I knew what you thought.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Giving head,
but no,
niggas don't slurp.
I mean, I can't speak on behalf of them, but.
Facts.
I mean, you can look at.
No, he's brown. No.
Well, he's closer than I am. Any slurpage?
He's Indian. Right. You slurp? You ever slurp during sex? Nah, bro. Slurping.
That sounds like something you do when you're salivating and you're like, oh shit, I let that go on too long.
Yeah, nah, I ain't with that one. Next.
Muffled groans, neck or pillow. 7. This is weird. A half sneeze / burp. They try to stifle a certain noise during sex and were either fully unsuccessful or managed to disguise it with a strange hiccupy sound. Their body doesn't care if sex is happening. It's going to do what it's going
to
do.
I've had to burp during foreplay. That's tough. Because you're just like, I can't let this out.
Were you getting
I bet
dick
you it's not. I bet you it's not as hard as holding in a fart when a nigga's fucking you from the back.
Oh, that shit is hard.
That shit is hard as you'd probably.
This sounds like it comes from a personal place.
No, that is
my asshole.
That is probably one of the most like you have to really be in control of your body.
Right.
When you're getting fucked from the back, trying not to fart.
Right.
That becomes it's really a skill, and then you just have to wait until maybe you're switching positions, and then you have to let out a quick, like,
right.
Without him hearing it, like you got to cough over it, like. It ruins the
You got to wait for it not to be
no
facing
one wants
you.
To fart while so, you get yeah. Butt from the back.
I like, we're fooling around. And I had to burp. So what you do is you keep your mouth closed and you burp and it comes up through your nose.
Oh, that's
and
not
it's
good.
Hot.
That's not good. Not,
I mean, hot in the bad way. It's like.
So you really don't want to burp while you're having sex?
I can't.
What's the problem with burping during sex?
I can't
what
do that.
Fuck?
Like, what if you really ate my pussy and now you burping?
Yeah,
now
but
I'm
she
like,
can.
Oh, you just ate my pussy.
Yeah, you can. But I don't want to be like, hey, remember that meal I had? Well, here it is again. In the worst way.
Okay.
Here's some broccoli.
I'm good on the burp.
Yeah.
Now,
you don't want to smell poop in the...
Oh, the fart.
Right.
I do want to just keep in mind, for any man that's listening, and Eddie, including you, when the fart thing is happening, we definitely, like, kind of tense up or clench our cheeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it's happened to me when, like, a dude wants me to really arch, and then he's, like, spreading my ass open, and I'll be like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, because it's just, it may not even be, like, it's just air. You can feel it.
On the topic of sounds, I love a queef. Need a queef.
You know what's crazy?
I love a queef.
So I've.
It's like when you open a pop can or
no,
a soda can.
So
like,
I have done
hey,
that.
That's the sound
one
I want.
It was like, and blamed it on my pussy.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you girls can do that. You can blame another hole.
Yeah.
Hey, that wasn't my ass. That was my pussy.
It was a fart, and I was
like, oh, good.
I blamed it on another hole. Yeah, I did. I blamed it on the other hole.
Oh, nice. I blamed it on a little brother. I didn't do that. He did it.
No, there we go.
I kind of wanted this to be the next episode.
You guys
blame it on another hole.
You got a fart backup plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a fart.
And I was like, damn, you pushing that air in his pussy, but it was a real fart.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
You said you
pushed. It's like, oh, wow.
So when their dicks are big and they're going in and out and fucking, that's what a queef is. It's allowing
air. Yeah,
yeah,
it's just air, like a piston.
Oh, it's so big.
Small dicks, too. Can because there's too much room.
So I don't know about that.
I'm just saying it could happen from anyone.
I don't know.
A weird noise they immediately regret is the next one. This will happen more often than anyone wants to admit. Your partner will do their best to stay quiet. Then suddenly a weird yelp escapes their lips like.
So
what,
I
when
have,
they when they come?
I have
they
a guy spelled that H U B U L L L. I was about to say I have a guy that does that when he comes.
What does he do?
Not only does he like shake uncontrollably and squirm, but he's like, and it's just I swear to God.
Do it again.
And that's like because he's shaking. I swear to God. And
you love it though.
I was just actually talking about that nigga on live today because he like to make me suck his dick 4 times in a night, and that's all he want is head. But when he comes so hard from head, it's like a. And he listens to the show, so shout out to him. But yeah, he comes
man.
Uncontrollably.
Lucky guy.
You know, he comes, and he's the only person that makes like the weirdest noise when he comes because he shakes.
I have a guy that makes.
Yeah. That's nice though. He's so vulnerable, so in the moment.
I love,
you can't control
I feel
what
like
comes out
I
of his body.
As long as you let it go.
Let it go.
Yeah, this guy used to make a ha sound.
What?
No.
No.
Like
no bullshit.
At you?
Not like ha ha. Ha. Ha!
Oh!
Ha!
Wow!
H A.
A lot
maybe,
of A's.
If you want to spell it the Peruvian way, maybe a ja ja.
Ha!
Ja ja.
Ja ja.
Ja ja.
Ja.
Oh shit! Yo, every time my Spanish friends be talking about shit, I be like, damn, I want to ja ja with them, but you can't.
Ja ja.
Ja ja.
So, 11 is yelling. Oh, yeah? And or you like that? There are two kinds of people.
No, these are
those who
people.
Love to talk during sex.
These are
and those
these are
who
people.
Think it's the
sorry,
worst.
Sorry, I know you can't speak.
You like that?
Yeah.
You like it? Yeah. That's why we're here.
Tell me you like it.
Huh?
Tell me you like it.
I do like it.
Yeah, no.
I like it.
I actually was told that
like
last
you,
night.
You miss this dick. You like this dick.
Actually,
like,
you said you love this dick fucking.
Yeah, you love
it.
Yeah,
I
like when you got
to
add
it.
I like,
I don't mind saying that. I like grabbing the face and saying that.
Ooh, so
I
intimate.
Love a face grab.
Great fat. And say you like it. Like, look her right in the eye and say, ask her that. That's good.
That is good.
Got really
it.
Quiet in the room.
First off, yeah, I missed my dick appointment. See, I want to make it even more mad. But
make him grab your face. Something about it.
This is
I don't know what it is about. Like,
something about grab your face when he's on top of you and just looks you in the eye and tells you exactly how he feels, how good it is.
Okay. Dude,
no, I like
that.
That's good. I like when
that's
I'm grabbed.
There's something about that.
From the back, though, I like when my face is grabbed. He's fucking me from the back, and he's forcing me to look back at him fucking me.
I actually like something pretty gross with
it.
Like when
of
you're getting
you
fucked
like
from behind
gross.
And
course.
It's like the fingers are in your.
Oh yeah, no, I don't like that.
What?
That's some weird shit.
Like this?
You like that gagging like, shit.
What do you do when you go to the dentist? You're like, this feels familiar.
actually, there was one
I don't know if I like
time
that.
I went to
I don't
the
like
dentist.
That.
I don't like
because you know you can't control how much he's gonna pull.
Like,
you're
yeah,
not a fish.
I don't
like,
well,
like one hand maybe, but like
no.
I like when like the spit.
No,
drips.
It's all about
no,
this.
I don't like none of that.
Oh my god, what am I a fucking whore? You guys just
you are.
Sometimes
actually.
when I'm dating somebody, I'll do that to them when we're private. I'll grab her face and like I can't wait, like I want to go home tonight, like just to grab her face in public. It's like.
I also like the grabbing
the
of my face.
Fucks me up.
No, I like the grabbing of my face when I'm sucking the dick. So like. I'm just looking up with his dick in my face.
Huh. Oh, like when he assists your with your chin or whatever you mean? Like,
yeah, just looking up like,
a 40s movie
look
star?
At
look
wow.
At that little face. Like kind of like that.
Wow, I didn't know they could do that.
I wanted to test it out. So the next one is real fucking dirty talk. There's dirty talk and then
that's
there's
me. This is
dirty
me right
talk.
Here.
The type yep. of person who does the ladder strings to what?
This is me. This is me.
Like, that, oh, puts words together that we can't even print here. It's the kind of stuff that would make some people cringe and others orgasm immediately.
Yep, yeah, no.
That's like you, what? Right? You talk mad shit like that.
Yeah, no, I'm a
you're
shit
like,
talker.
It's like, it's almost like you're on the like you're playing basketball.
Like, yeah, no, but like,
you're
but
talking
like,
trash.
We on the same team. It's like I'm talking shit to
the
nigga on the
same team. Okay,
right,
like,
right.
Give
so like, I'll ask him, I'll be like, you like how I'm your fucking dirty slut, huh? I love being your slut. Like,
oh, okay.
And I like, but I talk really nasty and I,
right.
I'll tell him to spit in my mouth. I'll tell him to like slap my ass and I'll be like, ooh, open my ass more. And like,
right.
But I'm just really raunchy when I say the things.
That's great.
Like that.
Actually, it's something said
I
that was like
it.
A little too.
You're just showing control. Like you got it. Here's
yes,
what it is.
Right. Fucking whatever you
but
want.
Mandy
like, do
is like
you
the
want.
Super like let me be in control, Dom.
I am
chick in bed.
Yes.
Right.
So even
I don't
though like he's
do
Dom with me, like me saying those things makes me feel like I'm in control. Like I know I'm doing the shit.
Right, right, right.
And whatever other bitch is fucking
what's
you ain't doing it like.
Something really
me.
Dirty that someone said to you and you were like, woo, too much.
Hmm. I don't know. Nothing. I don't think so. I have anything to pull me back. But like, I think it's hard to shock a comic. You know what I mean? Like,
that's a good point.
Yeah,
what
it's
about
hard.
You?
I have. I had someone say something that was like, you know what it is? When it's when it's a word or phrasing that's like, you know, don't say it like that, that's what throws me off.
Like what, daddy?
I've had daddy before. That's fine. I prefer papa. it's a Spanish thing. But one time I was with this girl and we were doing it and I had to pull out. I was like, where do you want me to come? She's like, she said, and here's the phrase, on my tummy.
Okay, yeah. Yo. No, the tummy is no.
Tummy?
How old was she?
She was like 30.
Tummy.
Whoa.
Tummy.
Come on my tummy.
That to me is more shocking.
Did she say it like, okay,
yeah,
like
come
a baby?
On my tummy. I was like, oh, how about your chinny chin chin? You're like, what do you want to say? Like, what is this? A nursery rhyme?
Yeah, no.
Tummy?
Tummy would have been problematic.
Right? Like, yeah. If you said, come my fucking face, I'd be like, cool. But tummy? That to me is more shocking.
Did you come on her tummy?
I mean, you gotta tummy come. You gotta tummy come. I think I told you this before. I think I had this conversation
Wait,
with you before.
You know, I was going to ask you if you ever told this on your show?
What?
So did you ever tell that or did you tell it to me?
I can't remember. I remember you I saying the story to you. I think I said it on the podcast and then you asked me about it, I think.
Okay. I think yeah. That's the same way.
This tummy
like
shit
if,
is fucking crazy.
Or boobies. If you say
yeah, there's certain words are.
Like, don't
yeah.
say boobies and tummy while we're fucking.
You know what it is? We're all part of the porn generation. We all heard it all or done it all. But certain words that don't creep in there that sound odd and like you've got a weird upbringing,
the baby
huh?
There's a
problem.
Scene
baby
in
talking.
Sex and the City
that's
very
weird.
Popular when he was like, oh, my little bitty titty. Like,
yeah.
That shit like.
She was like, what the fuck?
That shit is weird. Actually, there's a guy, I don't even want to say who it is, but he was telling me about a woman that he slept with. And he said, she started talking like a baby. And he said, and I was really freaking out. And he was like, but the more she talked like that, it's like she was getting off.
So you got to go with it.
He's like, and I didn't know what to do because she was.
What did you do after she come? Just rock her to sleep?
Yeah,
said, what like, the fuck?
He said she wasn't saying baby-ish things, but like she was talking like a baby. She's like.
You want to hear something really dark and sad about like girls with high-pitched voices?
Yeah.
It's bad. That's why I read this in a in a editorial about so I dated a girl. I did two girls back home that had high pitched voices to the point where your friends are like, "She's got a high pitched voice, huh?" And she had a high pitched voice. And I found out both girls were sexually assaulted when they were young. And there's something about that where you kind of maintain your innocence because it's been taken from you, so you keep a high pitched voice.
Wow!
No way, bro. Yeah,
read it up.
We can't control what our voices are.
No, you can't. But the subconscious.
Controlling it's subconscious.
But your subconscious goes there.
Holy shit.
So there's something dark about that. When a girl has a high-pitched voice in general, I always wonder about that. Because both girls were like, are you looking it up? No. Okay.
He is not our intern. He is just the cameraman.
Oh, cool. I thought he was.
He's like, well, you looked up that cat dick.
I thought he was a look-up guy. But that's what I heard. I know it's dark and kind of sad, but like both girlfriends had that. And I looked it up. I was like, oh, man.
Okay,
no,
so real quick,
sucks.
Before we go out of here.
I walked in. It could be a sensitive issue.
No.
Yeah.
Well, you told another story. Do you want to share it? Because Weezy got really excited because there was blood involved.
Oh, no. He already did. They'll hear it.
Yeah.
We recorded it for I'm Ducked Up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Honestly, you wouldn't be able to sit through the story, so it wouldn't matter.
Okay, good to know, because, yeah, I don't like blood that
much. The last one is basically,
much.
I'm
At
coming.
All.
That's all it says.
So
what
I
was
like,
that? Sorry, what was the question?
I like to be announced.
The last one was literally it said, I'm coming.
I like that. So
I love an announcement.
I like an announcement.
And announcement.
I announce when I'm coming,
uh-huh.
And like I like when he's forcing me, like come on this dick, like when he's telling me to come, I like that. And then I like to know when he's coming.
Yeah.
Well, I actually know when he's coming all the time because he comes in my mouth. Hmm. So I normally know because he comes really fast, pulls off the condom, and then ejaculates
right.
into my mouth.
I like to say I'm about to arrive. I keep it really regal. You know what I mean?
Hey, I'm almost there. Almost there. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Almost there. I'm here.
All right. We're getting into home mail. It's coming. Send your questions to horribledecisions@gmail.com.
Yay.
This question subject line is please help. I think this will be good because maybe you can give us some insight. Hi, Mandy. Hi, Weezy. Love your podcast and I listen weekly. I have an issue. My boyfriend and I used to have sex regularly. He would eat me out often and I enjoyed it. I love giving blowjobs, and everyone I've ever blown has said I'm the best. I deep throat, suck, spit. But I noticed it was taking him a really long time to come. He likes a very specific way to be blown, and while it's sexy, after 20 minutes in the same position, he still wouldn't come. He stopped eating me out because he claims it's unfair that I come from oral and he doesn't. How fucking weird is that?
He's trash.
Now, despite me blowing him for sometimes 30 minutes, while he's not the best I've ever had, he's good and I deserve to get my pussy licked. He's starting to suggest that I should sleep with other people. He's starting to suggest sleeping with other people. Sorry. I don't want that. What can I do? And is he being unfair? Sincerely, Lost.
He's not coming during oral sex at all?
Yeah. And she says that she's like,
she's jerking off too much. He's got to hold back.
Yo.
He's jerking off too much.
You took it out of my mouth. I was going to say, I think that.
Put
like,
it in your mouth. no, he's jerking off too much.
I was going to say that I've noticed.
He's got to hold back.
That men
and
that
let
masturbate
wait
frequently
for,
have a harder time yeah, being able sure. to engage in sex.
Yeah. Especially watching porn, they create a. They just create these expectations in their mind. It's just the moment you get porn out of your head, I feel like your sex life gets better. In my opinion, for me personally,
I don't know if you know
for
who
as a man
who Van Lathan is. Do you?
No.
I hate saying it like this, but he's the guy who cursed out Kanye from TMZ.
Okay.
So Van, friend of the show, we've both been on his show. Van announced on Instagram recently that he was going to
stop watching porn,
and he loves porn, right? Like talks about it all the time. Knows mad porn stars. Interviewed some, and I have been wanting to ask when he comes on our show how sex has changed and how masturbation's changed, because when I give myself a little bit of a break, I am way more invested.
Yeah, for sure. When I'm in a relationship with someone, the sex is better if I don't watch porn. For sure. Because
really?
I feel like there's something I have a theory about porn. I don't think it's a bad thing. I think it's your thing. Fine. There's a whole industry about it. People support it, whatever. But as human beings, I feel like there's images that we're not used to seeing, and it's just we're just inundated. And then when you have sex with a woman, you're like, what? Like, I feel like it kind of handicaps you a little bit. That's what I think as a man.
Wow.
And you're creating an expectation of coming. You're like, all right, a guy doesn't like watch porn and goes, I'm going to really draw this out for an hour. No, you get rid of it immediately. And you create like this quickness to it. And it should be sensual. You should be with someone, be intimate, have a moment, be organic, and come together. Instead, you're just like getting off. I think it creates a false expectation.
Well, I also don't like how.
And guys try to recreate moments they see in porn. It's like, are
that's
you
true.
Into this?
Yeah. Or, that's why I
you
really
can tell because the guy just slaps you off
but
the top like, buddy.
That Euphoria scene.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
There's a scene where this guy immediately puts his hand on a girl's neck, and she's like, "Oh my God, please stop!" And he's like, "I thought you liked that." And they're in high school.
You're right.
But that's where people are learning right. sex.
I mean, I hate that. He brought up the fairness, as in, like, he's not going to give her head anymore because she comes off head and he doesn't come off her head.
Yeah, it's not
like
a...
That's real childish.
So ridiculous.
No, it's not like you're keeping tally. Like,
yeah, that's super ridiculous. Also, I would be interested if he's someone who has come off head before.
Right.
So there's a lot of men who can't come off head.
Right.
There's a lot of men who can come only from head.
Right.
So I think that it's important for them to have that conversation.
How can it not also bother you that someone knows they can make you come and won't do it?
Won't do it.
He literally said, you come when I do this.
Right.
But I don't come when you do, so I'm not going to do it. Like, what?
Yeah,
if you know
you're
like,
that's
really
doesn't mean it doesn't feel good. Like, why can't you still do it?
That's so fucking dumb.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I think that she needs to break up with him.
He's selfish.
She needs to leave him.
He doesn't care about her. He wants to get off. And he's like, I'm not getting off the way I want, so I should help you get off the way you want.
Which is awful. That's the most trashiest thing.
That's like that friend that's like, hey, I bought you a coffee last week. You owe me a coffee. Like, bro, it's a coffee.
Yo, I used to have a coworker like that. She'd be
like, are you keeping tabs?
And I'm like, sure, no problem. I'll get you coffee, bruh. Like,
oh yeah, nah.
Like, what are you keeping? That's what you do when stuff is like, you know, I want it to be fair. Sex isn't supposed to be fair. It's supposed to be you get off and then getting off.
That's
however it is. That's what it is.
No, I'm not gonna lie. There was a guy, and I ended up blocking him because he wasn't on the.
Oh, you can block guys.
Yeah. So I did. I blocked him. So he, I hit because I kind of wanted company, and the very first thing he said was, "Cool, but I want you to make me come." And as
what?
Soon as he said that, so we've talked sexually.
Oh, okay,
so
cool.
I was hitting him up for a booty call. But like as soon as he said that to me, it kind of turned me off because I want your responses. I want you to say, good, I want to come over and make you come. Like, I don't want all of the emphasis on you coming. Like, I think that it should be important that whoever you're with aims to please you.
Right.
Because I'm like, first off, niggas gonna come regardless.
Right.
So the fact that your immediate thing was, ooh, I want you to make me come. I was just like, well,
yo,
that's
I
gonna,
have to show
that's
you
gonna
something.
Fucking happen.
That
yeah, that's like an automatic.
Yeah, so to me, it's like
you should be worried about making me.
I want the emphasis that you're gonna try to make me come, and if you don't,
yeah,
don't come over. Actually,
so I sent this text message to someone she knows. Right, you see the name.
Oh,
this was July. Okay, I said, damn, not trying to be thirsty, but damn, you look good in that new picture, boo. He put LOL, and I put the little tongue.
Thank you, babe. So then I didn't, he, that's what he says, doesn't reply. 2 days later, at 10:45 in the morning, he goes, would love some good ass head though. I replied, so would I. And then he goes, like, to suck my dick? I said, ha, did you stop eating pussy? Question mark.
This is all before noon? Wow.
He never replied. Wow. And I was so turned off. Like,
I don't get why guys do that. It's all about them. Yeah, make it all about you, and you're going to be fine, bro. You're going to be there. It's going to happen.
It's such a, like,
I don't get it. I don't get why guys have to be like, I want to come. I want you to let me fuck you. Like, yeah. You should be worried about making her feel good, making her feel great, making her feel like a woman.
And then
and that other stuff is easy.
The main thing with
it's a given. Isn't it like an automatic? Like,
people use each other all the time. When I wrote him that, did I want to fuck him? Yeah, I did. I'm using him. He's using me. Why?
I think it's an insecurity. They want to read it and know it's going to happen. That's what I think.
It's so weird.
No, that's why, like, when he wrote me and was like, I want you to make me come, I said, oh, your text should have read, I want to make you come.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, don't make this about you because now I'm turned off.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men do that with sex. They're so, I don't want to say overly horny or whatever, but they're so stuck on them coming that they don't even put into the foreplay of texting a woman.
I'll be honest with
you.
Like,
I want to make you
come.
Women
do that too. A girl said that to me when we were making out and, like, flirting, and she was like, I know you want this pussy. I know you want to eat my pussy. I know it. I know I saw you looking at me. I know you want my pussy. And I'm like, okay. Let's I mean, you're cute. Yes, I do, but, like,
see, being a stand-up comic, you want the audience to like you. You want them to like you, laugh, have a good time, ask it back. We want more. I care that in my personal life. I'm like, I want her to be like, this guy's the best. This guy's great. Right. He's all about me. I'm not up there being like, I'm here to only make me feel good. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like men, if you treat your partner like you're an audience I want to please and have me back, like a performer does.
But even think about when you're having a conversation. Like, I'm thinking for myself in this moment. The only time that I'll say something about myself is, like, I'd be like, I'll ask them. I'd be like, why do you want to fuck this pussy, don't you? Like,
right.
I'll say it like that, like a question mark. So it's like this, I'm not telling them, like, I know you need it. Like, it feels weird.
The only time I talk about me is when how good they make me feel.
Like, well, see, so I'll do that. Yeah. I'm not going to lie when it comes to head. Right. But it's like, I know you miss my mouth. Like, but the whole act
you
is
say, I know you miss my mouth?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's me pleasing you. Oh, because my mouth is lit. So, like,
right.
My mouth is that mouth.
I'm saying what you're doing, like, on the microphone. Yeah,
you know, not real life. So, like, I will over-boast my head game, but I'm over-boasting it as
to excite
actor,
him,
but it's gonna please you,
right.
So, like, I'll do that.
Yeah, your mouth
that,
doesn't feel
I mean,
great.
That's really what this girl wants. She's like, yeah, I eat the fuck out your pussy. Don't you? Yes, you do.
Yeah,
right.
So,
yeah, he gotta go.
Yeah. So, I guess before we get out of here, I know you gotta run. Do you want to let our audience know where they can find you? Also, thank you for coming on. This was fun.
This is great.
I mean, so I don't know. How
I had a great time.
About dead bodies and fucking animals, but, you know, cool. We're looking up cat dicks together.
Right. I was going to mention one. Did you see that article about that woman that set that guy's house on fire? The booty call
we
guy?
We did it.
We talked about it.
I have a podcast, too, called Exacto Mundo. Listen to it.
Oh, and I got to check it out.
Yeah. And I take buried news stories and dig them up and roast them. So, you know, the news cycle now is all like Trump and shooting. It's a lot. So
okay.
I take stories that are like, oh, shit, that happened? Or this happened.
And oh, that's
so much fun. A little more lighthearted, so that way.
Do you do it alone?
I do it alone.
Oh, I'm so in now.
50 minutes, whatever. But a girl from
15 minutes?
50. So a girl from New Jersey drove all the way to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
4 a.m. The guy's like, hey, come over. Okay, cool. And the text message back and forth was amazing. And then she goes, I'm here.
The text message.
Yeah, we didn't cover
the text. We did cover the
other. Yeah, did you see the text message discourse back and forth? It's like, wow, this is a straight up booty call. Like, it's not even like, hey, what's up? Like, come over. You got it. And it just shows up. Call, text. I'm going to kill you. You deserve to die. And she says, house on fire.
Oh, I see.
And now
Monday's
she's like,
episode that you dropped was a booty call burns a house down.
Yeah.
Great
that's name.
Oh, so
I'm
you
like,
drop
wow.
episodes on Mondays, huh?
Tuesdays. Okay. Every Tuesday.
Good. So now that there's no competition.
Exactamundo.
So Exactamundo. And what about your social media following?
At Eddie Della Seppi on Instagram. Or you can just type in Eddie Della and you'll find me right away.
Say that shit. And we're going to go ahead and put your information as well in the description to this episode. I do want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you as well for the
I want to say one thing as well. I'm very proud of you guys.
This started
with a phone call. And someone who listened to my podcast, and you never know how these things reach.
I know.
And then you're like, hey, what do I do? I'm like, do it because you love it. Don't think about the money. And now you're here and you got a career with it.
It's
pretty miraculous.
Thank you.
And
you
I don't know you, but I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
So there you go. I'm now I know. And now I know you now. But you
I'm
know
always
what I mean?
Proud of people I don't know.
But it's great. It's just you very rarely in the business you get to see the moment, the impetus from like the moment says, "Hey, I'm thinking about doing this," to like, "Hey, we're doing it." And
yeah,
you're ranking. You're in the top 100, and it's great.
Thank
it's
you.
Awesome to watch, and I'm glad thank we had that you. Phone call. And I'm glad I'm here.
I know.
Thank you so very much.
No problem.
And honestly, your advice is similar to what I tell people now, because Mandy and I had a point where we were getting frustrated about money and we had to almost let it go.
You gotta let it go.
You do.
It's like when you're looking for somebody special in your life, the moment you let it go, they show up.
Because you're investing money.
And people can smell it when you're there for the money. You smell it when you're gimmicky or this. But if you're just genuinely, I love talking to this person, talking shit, having fun on a microphone, the audience has fun with you. And then that's when they come to see you live. That's when they pay to see you. That's when they donate to Patreon.
And
whatever.
We love y'all. We love speaking
you guys
of
are
Patreon.
Killing it.
Yeah, speaking of Patreon, I want to shout out to all of our patrons. If you guys are not familiar, we say it after every episode now. We do drop 3 bonus episodes every month. So for those of you who are all caught up with all 150 plus fucking episodes of us, there's another 40 plus episodes waiting for you guys on Patreon. We want to give a huge shout out to everyone who donates.
They're contribute.
Contribute.
They're part of a team.
Y'all are a part of our whore hive and y'all are real. We are going to leave you guys with a 5-minute bonus clip from one of our most recent bonus episodes. And we just, again, want to thank you guys and also for YouTube because y'all watch us and y'all don't have to. Even though I don't like y'all on there, y'all be mean in the comments.
But support us.
Nah, YouTube is different animals.
Shout
out to everyone who listens to us on YouTube, everyone who listens to us every week. We do want to just thank you all. And
what is the ruthlessness in YouTube?
YouTube comments are like the bathroom stall wall. People think they write whatever they want.
Yeah,
it's different.
I did a few minutes of dropping in with Andrew, his thing he did in DC, and there was a comment about me that said, "Fuck yeah, she looks like a fucking whore. I love it." I was like, "Wow."
Yeah, I mean, that's a good
is
comment.
Is this
though.
Pornhub?
That's a good comment. Oh yeah, they're definitely Pornhub.
Did he have like an avatar? Comment. Was it just nothing?
No,
like,
never have anything.
They never have anything.
But yeah, we're gonna leave you guys off with a 5-minute clip. And as always, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions.
Bye.
That rich. Can y'all hear the wealth in her voice?
No.
I spend $700 for boxing matches, $150 for workspace, and now $30,000 is just not that much money.
I'm not saying...
Like, I just need you to hear how you sound,
It's not that much
bro.
To steal.
Bro, what? It is felony.
He's dead.
If you sell over eight... If you steal over...
Mandy, what's your credit card limit?
If you steal an iPhone, do you know that is grand theft? Like, if you steal anything...
Imagine if you're an old white man.
Bro, you
My credit limit right now is like 40-something.
You sound wild. My credit limit is not that high.
If I was an 80-year-old white man,
no,
it would probably be way higher.
No,
all
ma'am.
She did was max out a card.
It doesn't matter.
He's
30,000
dead. They're
going
to wipe it anyway.
I want to know...
I'm not saying it's right.
You know what this reminds me of? And y'all, she ain't shared this in the hedonism episode. But let me tell y'all how we was sitting at, because y'all know it's Jamaica, so bitch, it's tropical weather. And we're sitting at the table, I think breakfast or lunch, and she's like, "I wish I had my Evian mist spray."
No, I didn't.
I swear to God. Bro, don't let me get the group chat in here, bitch. She requested Evian mist spray in Jamaica while she's sitting here across from me telling me $30,000 is not a lot. She spent $700 on boxing. I don't know who this rich bitch is, but I know that we love corporate America. And at one time, you guys were able to relate. But I think that we're getting away from that now.
Can I be honest with you? I spent a lot of my money from the capital gains I've made
on my
fucking diversified portfolio. One, two.
$30,000 is just.
I don't
not
remember
a lot.
Talking about.
You said Evian. You said Evian Miss Spray, bitch.
I have.
We said, okay.
I didn't say I wish.
You said because it was hot, you wanted Evian Miss Spray, and it was the Evian that threw me off, bitch. That's why the fuck I remember it. Oh, bitch, not Dasani Miss Spray? You said Evian.
I've never seen a Dasani
Miss
Spray.
Me neither, but
can.
Bitch, there gotta be something affordable for us regulars out here.
Okay,
God
well, have
it.
You never seen Evian Mist?
Someone who just wants Evian Miss Spray? No.
They
I'm
make
sorry.
It.
For who? For the whites? It's okay. You've been around Soho House a little much, bitch.
No.
Yes.
bitch, I ain't gonna front. When they came by with that mist this Saturday, I was just about to pass out from the heat. And I was like, thank you so much. I'm like, you know what makes it even worse? Sorry, everybody listening in there. When the white girls do it, like the super blonde, like I'm a bottle girl at night type, spray me with it, I feel even more.
You have Senegalese twist in your head talking about some Evian mist spray in Jamaica. In the tropicals.
I don't remember saying it.
That's fine.
But honestly, it was that hot.
It not Evian.
I think maybe I was joking.
Oh.
I was probably joking. I had to have been.
You haven't joked this whole episode, bitch. I think you mean every word out your goddamn mouth. Go ahead and read number 11 before we get into our whole meal.
So if a female ferret does not have sex for a year, she will die. Thankfully, it's not true for humans.
Thank God. Die.
But
bitch, I be going 2 weeks feeling like I'm finna die.
Bitch, 1 year they die. I love that. There's only two more. They're quick. Here is one of the short but equally weird sex facts. Approximately 1% of women can achieve full orgasm solely from stimulating their breasts.
Not me. Mm-hmm. I absolutely hate my titties played with.
Oh, my God.
I don't
I
like
it.
Them being sucked. Don't rub them. Don't suck them. Don't bite them.
What?
I don't if like you do it, you could do it very slowly. Like, sometimes I like to slap a nigga's face with my tits, but that's about it.
Oh, my God. I love my tits spanked. That's my shit. Like, when I'm getting fucked and they, like, slap me on the titties. But, like,
only WPS.
Certain niggas, because I like the sting. And the last one
I like number 11. Number 11 says nearly 2/3 of all men and women have fantasized about another person while having sexual intercourse with their current partner. Typically, the one being fantasized about is not someone they will be able to have intercourse with, but it may increase theirs or their partner's satisfaction. I will say, so right now, because I've only been fucking 24/7, I don't fantasize at all about anyone else, but I have been with other niggas fantasizing about 24/7 fucking me. Also, I just saw Idris Elba in person for the first time. And not only when he opened his goddamn mouth, but when he appeared to be less than 20 feet away from me, I was just like, God fucking damn. I know we all like his motherfucking accent. So I went to the Hobbs and Shaw screening. And mind you, that was amazing. First off, it was like porn. I'm allowed to talk about it now. So at the end of the movie, they all go to Samoa, which is supposed to be the Rock's
homeland.
Wait,
if you're going to see the movie, then just fast forward like
20
seconds.
No, you don't have to. Oh. I'm just literally going to talk about how they were supposed